There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you if you want to call in now. Join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark. Don't forget to join Chris on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. Recently, you did some rebranding. You're launching a brand new radio show, or you have already launched your new show. What's it called?
It's called Radical Agenda. It was, if you're familiar, I used to do a thing called Some Garbage Podcast, and that was some fun self-deprecating humor that we were doing. But I have relaunched it as Radical Agenda.
Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash. We've had a little less garbage each time, I'd like to say, and now Radical Agenda is the name of it, and we're having a lot of fun.
I did a little consulting for you the other day and helped tweak the studio settings a bit.
And I have listener feedback as a result of that, and
they were much
improved. So thank you very much for your help with
that. Go and get some Radical Agenda over at ChristopherCantwell.com.
RadicalAgenda.com.
You've got us on site. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, ChristopherCantwell.com will link to all of that is
of
Christopher
course, yeah.
Cantwell. And you also write some great articles, many of which are controversial. And so go over there and enjoy more Chris.
Yeah, I popped off with Stephen Molyneux today, so go check that out.
Yeah, well, I want to talk more about this makeup thing here in a moment. Plus, get back into the 7 supposedly undeniable examples of male privilege, which we only started the list last hour and only got through 1 out of 7. So we'll continue that. But first, to your calls and thoughts. Ron is listening in Raleigh, North Carolina, to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how are you guys? Glad you stopped talking about contrails. Holy cow, man. Anyhow, I got a...
It's an open phone show, man. We do what we can.
I know. I want to talk to you about something going on here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a story that's been all over the news down here, and I think it's finally getting some legs and going national, but... I know you talk about cops and, you know, dangers of the job, and this is a hidden danger that I don't think a lot of people think about. But anyways, this poor cop went down to Starbucks, and he got himself a free coffee. And I guess he got back into his squad car, and the lid popped off, and he burned himself. And
it's like a cop trap.
Anyways, he's suing him. He's suing Starbucks.
For a free coffee.
Well, yeah, I guess it's unbelievable. His wife is involved in the lawsuit because I guess he, you know, burned his billy club or something, so she's got him.
She's out, yeah.
And then somehow or another, I don't know how this happened, but it turned into something that flared up his Crohn's disease. And
jeez.
You know?
Yeah, many years ago we heard this story about somebody like sued McDonald's for spilling a hot coffee on them, and this was the subject of so much ridicule in stand-up comedy routines, and now we've got a police officer pulling this stunt in 2015.
Yeah, big tough cop, right? Like, these guys are so tough and so badass, can't even take a little coffee burn.
I can't figure out how his Crohn's disease got triggered. Maybe he was doing a coffee enema or something. But anyhow, it's
just... Well, you know, the other thing is, so this, and you mentioned, I think, that the wife is suing that she lost an intimate partner as a result of this. And this is one of these, like, really classic things. This actually happened to me that somebody made this claim against me in a lawsuit. So I was in a car accident back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And... the woman who it was my fault, right? Like I rear-ended somebody at a red light. I was arguing with my girlfriend. I hit somebody. Okay, so she gets out of the car and she's furious with me, and she's all animated outside of the car when the ambulance gets there. She's all like, "Oh, my neck, I can't move," right?
Mm, nice.
And then she comes in with this, like, neck brace and has this whole thing during this lawsuit, and the partner's suing me because his wife won't have sex with him now, right? Mm. But it's a fundamentally unprovable claim that you're just sort of hoping to, like, extort more money out of the insurance company or something like that. And that is the most telling part of this, and we're not surprised to find out that there's a lying, cheating, stealing cop.
Well, it got me thinking, man, you know, there's this place around, I don't know if you got them up there, but it's Harbor Freight, and they have promotions to give away little free tools and whatnot, and I got one of their free screwdrivers, and the other day I was trying to open up an old paint can, and, you know, the darn screwdriver slipped, and I poked me in the hand, you know? And I'm afraid to go fishing now because I might get infected, and my, you know, my girlfriend's getting mad because I'm getting grumpy because I can't go fishing. So
time for a lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah, I share the frustration, and this is, you know, part of this litigious society in which we live, where it seems like everybody's looking for a reason to be offended so they can have a reason to file a lawsuit so they can cash in. It's like gambling, almost, because you throw up enough lawsuits up against the wall, and one of them's probably eventually going to stick on somebody.
And lawsuits are expensive. People will just pay you to leave them alone.
Well, maybe Starbucks will learn their lesson and stop giving free coffee to these cops. Thanks for the call tonight, Ron. I appreciate you bringing that forward.
This isn't about free coffee, though. That he could have paid for the coffee.
I know that. But maybe if they hadn't given him the free coffee, he wouldn't have gone there. Maybe it never would have happened.
Maybe.
855 450 free. And it's frustrating to see the police getting freebies like that. You see it in a lot of places, a lot of places. The police expect that they can just go into fast food joints and get all the food that they want totally free. And in most places, it's true. I was actually interested.
You might want a police officer in your business in order to deter crime. It's like free security work.
I understand what you're saying, Mark. However, it's really just a perk for the officers. You know, they're
it's not really
there.
That. I mean, it's
a perk. That's exactly what it is.
It is for the officer, but for the business, it's a perk too. It's worth it for
no,
a cup of coffee.
They could arrest your customers. They could harass your customers, and that you would definitely not want happening. So I would personally prefer police not be coming in to my business, and I would just allow customers to protect themselves by open carrying, as well as the crew members to protect themselves by open or concealed carrying, their choice. Now, I was actually really pleased to find out, and I don't know, I presume this is still the policy here, but this might surprise you a little bit, Chris, that when I first moved here to Keene, New Hampshire, I went on a police ride-along, which they no longer make available. It was after...
People like you might use it.
Yeah, after we went on our ride-along, they changed their policy about that. But in the ride-along, we had a discussion, and one of the things I learned was that there's actually a policy at Keene Police Department where they cannot accept these bennies like that.
Nice.
So if police go to McDonald's and McDonald's says, "Hey, officer, that's on the house for you guys."
Right.
They insist on paying for the tab because they don't want to be seen as though they are getting special favors because they're police. And I have to say, when I heard about that, I was surprised because that never would have happened in Florida.
Well, there was I don't know if they actually passed it or if it's policy today. I remember they were trying to pass a policy like that in New York City some number of years ago because people were giving cops stuff all the time.
And the cops came out against it, I would imagine, right?
I believe that there was a good amount of debate on it, and I don't know, again, I don't know what the outcome of it was.
Anyway, it was just refreshing. It was nice to see that being the case where, like, these guys were like, nope, we won't accept that. So, not all police departments are created equal, although, obviously they're all still government monopolies and have their issues. So, let's get back into the initial story from tonight, Mark. We were talking about makeup as the first reason, apparently, the undeniable reason, according to the person over this feminist blog, as to why there are these male privileges, and one of them is a supposed short morning routine. He says women have to go through this lengthy morning routine, and I'm sorry, I totally disagree. I like the idea of a woman who is so confident in herself that she's able to just throw her hair back in a ponytail and walk out in the morning, rather than spending a half an hour in front of a mirror trying to put the makeup on and make sure everything looks real pretty. And Chris, you were getting into an example of what like makeup. There's like some sort of story you had about makeup.
Yeah, well, Molyneux has a video up on YouTube I'd suggest people watch called "The Truth About Makeup," where he goes into a lot of these different things, like what the purpose of it is. I've got I had Psychology Today up, but it didn't.
Well, the purpose is obvious. It's to attract a man.
Right. But
well,
so
it's
a mate.
It's to be happy, whatever it is. And, sometimes it's the ladies are dressing up for the ladies, too.
But they are mimicking specific things, right? So, like, a red lipstick is supposed to, like, mimic fertility or sexual arousal, right? They're tricking you into thinking that you're having... Yes, blood is rushing to her lips because she's sexually attracted to you, right? So these things were designed, really, to be... to really trick men into believing that they're getting a sexual response from a woman. There's foundation, right? So what they're doing is they're sort of covering up their real skin and trying to make it look like they have better skin than they do, which is a sign of good genes and fertility and whatnot, mm-hmm. right? They're trying to make their eyes look like bigger, which is a sign of like youth and that sort of thing. And youth and fertility sort of go hand in hand in sure. women. So there's a complaining about what you're doing to trick men into liking you is sort of something that I don't know if that's the worst of privileges.
Yeah, let's hear from you though. You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free on the radio waves. We're talking about privilege, male privilege, ostensible examples that are supposedly undeniable of so-called male privilege. We've just scratched the surface of the list, and we will continue with that here in a moment. Our toll-free number, if you want to join the discussion, is 855-450-FREE. And you can bring up anything you want. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. So there's an app that I've got on my phone, which it's pretty unusual. I've never heard of anything like Next Issue before, and it's sort of like the Netflix for magazines. They give you access to all of the latest news. More than 150 magazines are available to you for less than the cost of two magazines if you were to go buy them actually at the newsstand.
Mm-hmm.
You get the full magazines, all of the content, organized in an easy-to-access table of contents style, because obviously, you know, you don't have the physical thing. You've got it on your phone. And that makes it easy to deliver these things. You can give it a try for free for 30 days. There's no commitments. You can cancel anytime. It's all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere. And, of course, you can eliminate the clutter that, you know, if you actually have physical magazines, usually people just pile those things up. You stack them up in a corner or something like that.
A lot of times with a magazine, you know, it's shiny, it's nice. It doesn't feel like something you should be throwing away, you know?
But when have you ever gone back and actually looked at it?
Not very often.
Old magazine. So you can go and get over 150 magazines from ESPN to Men's Health, Esquire, Car and Driver, Maxim. I was just looking at the latest issue of Consumer Reports, because when you get Next Issue installed, you just roll through all 150-some magazines and just select the ones that look interesting to you, and then you can read as much as you like and wherever you want. Whether you've got an iPad, iPhone, Android tablet, or a smartphone, the software will probably work on your phone, but you can go and download it and try it yourself. And go to nextissue.com/FTL to get signed up today for your free trial. It's a $15 savings. Plans start as low as $9.99, and one account can be shared with up to five people, so that's pretty handy. Nextissue.com/FTL. Go get started with your free trial. You can binge read all of your favorite magazines in one place. And the story, by the way, that I was looking at in Consumer Reports is all about these connected devices, the mm-hmm. smart televisions, the connected thermostat, a smart washing machine, and how they're
the Internet of Things.
Right, and how they're tracking our daily habits. And it's interesting because it starts out with an example of this guy who he's like a science guy. He put together in a few hours $75 worth of parts and built a scanner that he was able to use to pick up activity from runners that were in a marathon. And he managed to collect personal information from 563 racers, including their names, addresses, and passwords, as well as the unique IDs of the devices that they were carrying.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy put $75 and a couple hours into building a machine that was able to do that, garner that information. So that's how the article starts, and it gets into more detail about the household appliances and, you know, what kind of information are they collecting, what should you look out for. Good stuff. And that's just one magazine. So go try it for yourself. Nextissue.com/FTL. Go get your free trial rolling right now. As we continue here, we've been talking about the tyranny of the male privilege here, the seven supposed undeniable examples of this. And the first one, Mark, as you were sharing with us, is that men have an easy morning routine. They just get up, roll out of bed, throw on some clothes, and head out the door, which pretty much describes my morning routine.
Except you don't head out the door.
No, actually, I was out the door all three mornings this morning.
Okay.
Mark.
Generally, you just went downstairs and go to work.
Went to court so I could do some outreach on both Monday and Tuesday, and then this morning went to breakfast. So, anyway... yeah, and I just roll out the door, which is nice. But there's no reason why a woman can't do the same thing. It's just that maybe they feel pressured by, other women, perhaps, into putting up a bunch of makeup on and spending a bunch of time on their hair so they can compete with those other women.
This is what I've said about feminism all along, is if you believe in the ideas of feminism, the last people you should be talking to are men, because they hold no sway. This is truly what I believe. I believe that in the modern culture, that the male is a vestigial gender, that we really hold no value. That essentially we have been replaced by, you don't need to be strong or whatever in this culture. As a matter of fact, you know, frankly, if you look around the internet, people that think aren't that valuable. Like it's the emotional nurturing thing that's so much, it's about how people feel. I frankly think that, you know, males, we were necessary to build tall buildings and to, you know, perhaps fight wars and all those things. But, you know, wars, not so great. Tall buildings, they can use machines to do that now.
I mean, we live in a fundamentally gynocentric society, right? I mean, I don't think that people give this enough credit that we are fundamentally driven by our mating instincts, I think, a lot more than most people give their reproductive organs credit for, if you will, right? I feel like a lot of the things that I'm doing, even when I'm not aware of it, and then I realize when I sort of study my own behavior, like we're doing things in order to get women, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the male drive to succeed financially and everything else, right? I mean,
I'd still be living at mom's house if it wasn't for the fact that I mean, this is the God's honest truth. What reason did I have to leave my mother's house if it wasn't to have a place at which I could procreate?
I had reasons to leave, but it wasn't that
reason. You wanted privacy and stuff like that. I, you know, things were fine for me.
Yeah, well, you must have been a mama's boy or something.
I don't know what that means.
But this is what it is. I mean, we're going out of our way to sort of make women happy. I mean, in my own life, I mean, I'll talk a lot of crap about feminism and that sort of thing on the internet. And when we do that, then I'll start talking about women. And sometimes people perceive that as like having negative feelings towards women. But
no, you love women. Right?
When women are in my life, they're treated extraordinarily well. You know, I really go out of my way with the women that I date and that sort of thing. And,
I've seen it happen. You're not BSing.
Right. And so. This idea that men are oppressing women is so fundamentally ridiculous because we're really in no small part like living to serve them. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're living to serve the family unit in many ways. I mean, that's how society's created. And the family unit, like the woman, is essentially the possessor of the child, as far as the legal system goes. And really, if you kind of look at it, just kind of nature, right? Like she receives sperm, you give it away.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's, I mean, so
yeah,
if you're...
I'm throwing Holocausts into towels and garbage cans every day.
It's kind of funny.
You know, I've tried to discourage my girlfriends from wearing makeup. I mean, especially what really doesn't make sense about it to me is, like, why they would even... Because the idea is they're supposed to attract a man with makeup. Okay, you attracted me, and now I'm here, and I love you, so why are you putting this makeup on still? What's the point of this? I want to know what you look like normally. I want to love that, too. And, you know, wake up with you in the morning. Oh. I think you're beautiful then. I don't care if you, you know, put up all this makeup. In fact, I think you are not as beautiful with the makeup on because you're covering up who your true self is.
I think you should wear makeup or not wear makeup at your pleasure. But to claim that it is a male privilege to not have to wear makeup really just doesn't make much sense when I can tell you my wife doesn't wear makeup. She did fine in her field. And, you know, her life's great. What's the problem?
All right. 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Join us toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about, and will continue, because we've only gotten through one of the seven supposed undeniable examples of male privilege, and I think we should probably move it along. I think we've hit the makeup topic pretty good here. So we're going to move on to number two on this list in a moment. In studio first, though, it's Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about Fort Galt.
Well, Fort Galt, what it is an idea to create a, I think the best term for it is the condominium complex down in Chile. And it's a freedom-oriented place for sort of entrepreneurs and the free-minded. And they're selling sort of micro units. This isn't some big sprawling complex. This is a place where you're intended to spend most of your time outside of your room in common areas like the, you know, their coffee bar, the restaurant, you know, different places, the business office thing that they've got, whatever it is, you know, working and doing whatever it is you want and bouncing ideas off of other people who are sort of like-minded. And I think it's a fascinating concept. Now, they're in the planning stage. And, you know, they don't request money from you until they reach each stage. So there's several different breakpoints. You're not putting all your money out at once or anything like that. There's refunds if things don't work out. They understand that, you know, that they have an idea and not much more at this point. Looking at land and different places to go. It's a it's an ambitious idea and one worth checking out. Go to FortGalt.com. Check it out at fortgalt.com.
Yeah, I looked at it. I think it's pretty pretty interesting. Different options are available, so you can get a very small kind of berth of a room.
Yeah,
and,
it's really small. They've got really small ones, yeah. Micro units for, I think it's as low as $10,000 for a room that's basically like 3.5 feet wide.
And or one more of an appropriately sized one for a family. So yeah. Quite a range, and it's pretty cool. FortGalt.com. We'll continue here. Let's jump back into the list, Mark. This is from what feminist website again?
EverydayFeminism.com.
All right, let's hear number two on the list.
Yep, and I want to reset this because I think this is important. I asked a question on our Facebook page, is why hasn't any feminist ever made a reasoned sort of argument for these ideas on Free Talk Live? We open up the phones 7 days a week for 3 hours a night. Is it that they don't think they'll get on? Do they not feel that, like, there's, because the majority of the hosts are male, they don't feel like they're going to be heard? I've attempted to open up the lines of communication as best we can, but and many times people that want to use the state aren't interested in talking, right? They're interested in shoving rules down people's throats. And that's what I've seen mostly from the feminist community. Mm-hmm. There are libertarian feminists out there, anarcho-feminists, and these kind of folks.
Yep.
I often haven't heard what I consider to be motivating and convincing arguments from that side of the field either. But, so I asked this question. Why haven't they called? Somebody posted this article, and I had read it right after another article, and just kind of I compared and contrasted in my mind.
This is not satire. This is real.
This is a real article. It's the 7 undeniable examples of male privilege in your daily life, number one being a short getting ready time for work. Number two, this male who's writing this says, I have the privilege of a gender that confers authority.
Huh?
I work, this is his claim. This is that basically because you're male, you have authority. And then if women try to exert authority, they're called bossy. Now, this is at a world where, I don't know about you, Ian, but I had the authority figure in my life that was most prevalent were my mother and my grandmother. Yes, you better believe that ultimately my dad was there if, punishment was to be meted out. But I went to a school where I didn't have a single male teacher until I was in the 7th grade.
Hmm.
So I was...
So all of your authority figures were female.
And I went to a nursery school that was full of women.
Yeah.
I mean, basically the only male in my life that was not my peer was my father.
Yeah.
So, and he worked a lot, wasn't there most of the time, that kind of thing. And I would say that this is probably pretty similar. My son Jack, he spends more time with his mother than he does with his father. Because I'm working, his mother is a full-time stay-at-home mom. And so she's doing schoolwork with him and doing all the things that one does. This is the claim, is that there's an authority figure. Perhaps men aren't authority figures. Maybe they're just scapegoats for child punishment.
So I think you raise a really important point that as we're brought up, the vast majority of us will be raised majority by females, right? We have, in majority of cases, our mothers are, around more. In early childhood education is almost entirely run by women.
Even in high school, it's at least 50-50.
Yeah. But I will grant him something about this, right? Like, I think there's something about some bass in a voice. I mean, even to speak to an animal, right? So, like, I had a dog, and my dog would go out in the yard and bark, and my mom would go and be like, Spike, come in the house! And the dog would just fundamentally not listen to my mother, and I'd be like, Spike, get over here, and then the dog would come, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, and I think, it's also been said that in a lot of cultures, like, facial hair is a sign of authority, right? Like, if you have a beard, that's a sign of authority, and in a lot of cultures, they perceive it that way. So I will grant them that that the male, the gender does infer a certain amount of authority, but at the same time, well, if you're in charge of raising the next generation, I'd say that there's some offsetting to that, which does not mean that I am completely outweighing you in terms of a privilege.
Again, women need to be talking to women about this idea of authority rather than men, because it's women who are essentially using men, in many cases, as attack dogs for child discipline. Now, if you have a guy with a dog in his hand, a vicious dog, rah, 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 the dog doesn't have authority. The dog is simply a tool for aggression. And if the mother says, go paddle Johnny's butt, he hasn't listened to me today, Or ask your father, or something like that. And all those things. That's not the dad being an authority figure. It's the dad being an attack dog.
Well, that would be the woman ceding her authority to the man voluntarily, right?
I contend that women have the authority.
Yeah, that is her exercising authority, and the man is the blunt instrument. Right, the man is the weapon in that instance. That she is, fundamentally what she's doing is she's sicking the animal on you.
Well, right. I mean, but she has the authority, right? As a mom in a family, she has as much authority as the dad. And so day in and day out,
no, it's not really true. Day in and day out, if the child hears stop that, Timmy, over and over again, at some point or another, Timmy doesn't stop it when you say stop it. Uh-huh. Then you have to exert other sorts of authority. This is where spankings come in and all kinds of other things. And then, you know, she just never feels like she can get what it is that she wants. She doesn't understand discipline generally, so then she brings out the big gun. Now, that's just her doing something else, right? Like, the dad is the equivalent of a wooden spoon, not a thinking being, but essentially the mother's right arm.
I'm not a parent, so, I mean, the way I would be thinking about it is that people are equal, and so therefore they have equal amounts of authority in this relationship, but it sounds to me like a mom who says, go ask your father, is just abdicating her authority in that instance. She's
You're thinking of something different. The fathers say, go ask your mother all the time, too. That's not, you're not listening to what we're saying. You're thinking of, you've said something, go ask your father, and you're on that track and you haven't let go of it. Yes, sometimes parents will say, go ask the other parent.
I'm not saying that means one parent has more authority than the other. I'm saying that both parents have more authority. It sounds like you're arguing that fathers have more authority.
No, I'm arguing that mothers have more authority. They spend more time, so they're spending more time, shaping the next generation.
I guess I didn't have that experience as a kid. I didn't feel like one of my parents was more authoritative than the other, I guess.
Usually it ultimately slips down to the dad, I think.
In my childhood, I was absolutely ruled over by my mother. But when mom could not get what she wanted, then she called dad, okay? And dad could usually solve it by raising his voice. And if that didn't work, then...
he would raise his hand.
Yeah, exactly. So that was, just anecdotal information about, my own life. And I think it's not, I don't think it's completely atypical.
And reading this list, I was really ready for this big list of things. And I will admit that there is something to number two here, that there's some level of authority that, males may have over females or whatever, and it's cultural and probably deep voices and the shoulder girdle and all that stuff. But number three, the guy says, I have the privilege of peeing standing up.
Well,
he literally cites his upgraded peeing technology as one of the privileges he has, and doesn't spend any time talking about somebody who can shake their groove thing and get what they want.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still to come, more supposedly incontrovertible proof that there exists male privilege. Seven supposedly undeniable examples is what we're going through here from some feminist website, Mark, that you are sharing with us. We'll continue with that discussion. Also, you're welcome to join us here toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you want to hear Free Talk Live on more radio stations, if you want us to be available to more listeners all around the country to spread the ideas of freedom.
Around the world.
And around the world, yes. I mean, certainly the majority of our marketing, though, focuses on the United States. It's just going to be easier to convince a talk radio station in the United States to take the show because we do tend to talk about things that are more relative to this area of the world. And actually,
it hasn't stopped people from every continent calling in.
That's true. But, you know, all that said, talk radio doesn't really even exist like it does in the United States in a lot of places. So, anyway, you can support the show and get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, AMP-only call-in lines, and more. Go and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website at AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Nathan. He's in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I like all the contrail talk, but that's not why I called in. So I wanted to apologize to Mark. I did a little research, and it does seem like women were more present in advertising positions throughout history. So I was incorrect about that.
Oh, so basically Mad Men is misrepresenting the ad industry as being largely male?
Well, it does represent the ad industry as being largely male, and I found some article on The Wire about someone who actually lived during...
Wrong.
They didn't actually go out and pitch accounts or, you know, have management positions or things like that.
So women worked in advertising, but they didn't generally pitch accounts or have management positions, is that right?
That's right, and the show depicts the woman who sort of advances from the secretarial area to a ownership...
And creative, right? They were
creative. Writing ads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And So I wanted to get to the conclusion of our conversation we had yesterday about feminism in the, you know, 50s and 60s.
That's
and,
cool.
You know.
I really want to tell one thing. Many ad salespeople now today tend to be women, but Ian, I want to tell you something that happened to an ad salesperson at Clear Channel Sarasota while we were mm-hmm. working there. Somebody I know went to get an ad contract signed. The guy wanted her to come to his house, and
I've heard this story, but please tell it.
He was in the pool, and he was trying to convince her to come to strip down into her underpants and come down into the pool with him. And essentially, it is a really ham-fisted way of sexually harassing this woman. I don't know exactly. I mean, sexual harassment to some extent is just somebody who you're not interested in dating. But you know, like it wasn't really. Really cool. It was really
a tacky move,
full on. And so
I'll sign your contract, honey, if you'll.
I'm saying he probably wouldn't have done that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like I can't imagine this construction contractor asking me to strip down in my underpants and get in his pool with him.
Nope.
While I'm standing there in my press shirt with my tie. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the reasons why you might want males doing sales. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What did she do?
She just demurred and at some point left.
Okay.
Oh. Well, yeah, I think part of the disagreement that we were having yesterday is that I was sort of envisioning, you know, persistent harassment, threats, and stalking. And it sounded like you were more talking about, ooh, why don't you strip down to your underwear, baby, or something like that.
What happened yesterday? I'm sorry. I wasn't here. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners weren't.
They weren't.
He called in with a story from the TV series Mad Men, which is about like ad sales guys back in what the 60s or whatever, and basically that this woman was sexually harassed in one episode of it, and this was supposed to be sort of evidence of sexual discrimination in the workplace, I think.
Well, the implication is, so what happens is the show depicts a 1960s ad agency, and the firm gets sold in the last episode or whatever, and at the new firm, we're given the impression that it's a sexist culture, like every man she meets sort of won't demur to her or work with her, or, you know, says, hey, want to get dinner or whatever, and it concludes with this sort of argument where she tries to intimidate the head of the company into giving her full payout because she's has a partnership stake, and he basically says, well, you're a woman and I don't care what you've done at your other firms, you know, I'll give you 50 cents on the dollar of your partnership stake to never see you again. And so she talks to the men that she knows and they say, yep, that's the best deal you're going to get, so she takes the deal. So it's this portrayal of a sexist culture where women just sort of can't get ahead as much as men can, even if they're doing the same work.
But you're also telling us that this guy gave her the best deal that she was going to get to buy her out, right?
Well, it was a crappy deal, but she made that deal initially. She was a partner in a firm that then merged with this other firm. So she made a deal to merge in the hopes that her firm would then be her half of her half of the new firm would be worth more than her current firm today. So she made a deal, and that deal didn't work out for her. My mother was the second field engineer for General Telephone and Electronics. There was only one woman that was a field engineer prior to her. Mm-hmm. I have some idea of what it might be like for a woman to break ground in a field where they aren't usually there. She really didn't like it when people would call her bitchy when she was giving orders to men. Like that was one thing that really bugged her. But she didn't complain much, when I was a kid about these kind of things, at least not to me. And even now, you know, basically her thought process was, this is just you have to manage different types of people differently, and she considers males and females to be different, so she had to manage males differently than she managed females. This was somebody who was able to work within an existing culture and rise above, whereas what we hear today so many times is a bunch of mewling bedwetters that wish very much for something to change without them having to change. And that's not really how the world works. It doesn't matter whether you have a Y chromosome or two X chromosomes. The world doesn't change for you. You must figure out how to work within it.
I spent a lot of my IT career in management, okay? And there were people who would not always respond positively to me barking orders at them, right? Yeah. And they might not have called me bitchy, but they would certainly, and I don't even know what they said behind my back, but I had certain things said to my face that were really not nice things, and I just had to deal with it. And because there seems to be, you know, what's the whole ban bossy and all of this garbage that goes on. Well, you know, I'm sorry that somebody's using a word that has a connotation that has something to do with your gender and that upsets you. I lied. I'm not sorry. But it's the same. It's fundamentally the same exact thing. If somebody calls me a dick, right, like this is not the end of the world. This is definitely something that's very specific to my gender. And I just sort of am like, okay, you know, fine, you called me a dick, but I'm still your boss. And if you want your job, you know, you better go do what I told you to. Nathan, anything else you want to share?
Well, I just think the conclusion is that, you know, a lot of this feminism that you guys are talking about with this nutty, you know, all sex is rape stuff, I don't think that's always existed. It seemed like at least some of the feminists like 50 years ago seemed to have some good ideas about equality, and then things went off the rail at some point.
I tend to agree.
Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Adam in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys. Am I clear?
Yes.
Are you clear? Good. Yes, you sound fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, the screener said my phone sounded messed up, so I had to double check.
Thanks.
I wanted to talk about the Baltimore riots and what's currently going on.
Now, what is going on?
Well, the big news is that the state is going to give the business owners who were hit by the riots or the fires a 0% interest loan, and I find it laughable.
Well, it's like a natural disaster, right? I mean, it's like these riots are just a rolling blackout or something.
Well yeah, and it's funny because I know you guys have talked about this before, not necessarily about the riots, but how the police aren't obligated to protect you or your property.
That's right.
And these business owners, the residents of Maryland, are getting a big wake-up call today, and I think it's just insane that you know, there was all these stories about business owners calling the cops and the cops weren't doing this and doing that. It's like, well, what are we even paying these people for if they're not obligated to protect us? You know what I mean?
Well, you're paying them because they'll hurt you if you don't pay, right?
Would you say they'll what?
They'll hurt you. That's why. I mean, you asked. You weren't really asking the question. You already knew the answer to your question. It was a rhetorical question, and the answer, of course, is the reason why we pay and continue to pay these government agents is not because we, at least those of us who understand liberty, are expecting any kind of service or reliable service or valuable service. We are expecting to not be handcuffed and thrown into a prison cell if we pay the gang.
Right. The whole idea that, you know, if you ever watched, like, these police blogs and Facebook pages where they just post memes about how wonderful they are, it's completely ridiculous that they're like, well, we put our lives on the line to protect you. Well, no. As soon as there's even the slightest bit of danger, you people totally back down. I got in an argument with a cop on Facebook the other day, and I looked at his profile, and his cover photo said, if you find yourself in a fair fight, your tactics suck.
Thanks for the call, Adam. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with hour number 3 on the way here in moments. We've got to get to the remainder of this list. We're getting to number 3 of the supposed male privilege.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
We get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.